Rebbe's again start the Gemara and Daf Mem Gimel Amad Aleph, two lines from the bottom. Omar Rav Chisda, Chetze Shivcha V'Chetze Bas Choyven Shemizkatcha L'Ruven V'Nishtachero. The V'Chetze Shivcha V'Chetze Bas Choyven that was Mizkatcha L'Ruven V'Nishtachero. Then the other Odin was Mishacher his chaylik, v'chosro v'nizkat shel Shimon. So now she got married to Reuven's brother, Shimon. So you have here an isha that Chetzio is married to Reuven. Chetzio is married to his brother, Shimon. U'meisa shneim, and then they both died. So Chizda said, misyabemes l'levi, Levi could be miyabem ha. And our Mishka Rishon, we would say that she's an Eisha Shnei Meisim. And we have a klal, an Eisha Shnei Meisim does not become the Shabbat. But the Eina ni Koirei bo Eisha Shnei Meisim. Monevshech, I Kedushei Deruven Kedushin, Kedushei Deshimin Lav Kedushin, Kedushei Deshimin Kedushin, Kedushei Deruven Lav Kedushin. Let's just go further and then we'll go back to the Rashi's. But Al Kaponim, Rav Chisda said she's not married to both. Whatever the Cheshbon should be, she's not married to both, she's only married to one of them, so she's an Isha of one mace, either from Reuven or from Shimon. Itma, we learned Chetzia Shivcha Vechetzia Bas Chayrin Sheniskatcha LeRuven. She got married to Reuven. So it's the more or less the same case like before, but here the Shimon does not necessarily have to be a brother. So he was speaking about the Shimon is a strange person. Rav Yosef Bar Choma Omar Rav Nachman Poku Kiddush Erish, that when she became Nishtachel, so it was Pokul Kedusha Rishin. The issues of Reuven became Nifka from a Mele, so she's married to Shimon. Rav Zeira Omar Rav Nachman Gomru Kedusha Rishin. Rav Zeira holds that Gomru Kedusha Rishin, that she's not completely, as soon as she, the second Chelik became Nishtacher, so she became completely Reuven's wife, so she's even married to Shimon. Omar Rav Zeira, so we have a machloikas, so you say Poku, you say Gomu. Omar Rav Zeira, kevosei didi mistavre. Mistavre, the way I'm saying, that you say Gomu. It's a posit. Perceive lo yu mosu ki leichu posho. The posit is speaking about achatzi shivcha vachatzi vascheira. I was married to an Eved Ivri. And it says that if someone was menayef with her, so lo yumosu, the boyel and the shivcha do not die, and not kill Mrs. Bezdin. Ki leichu posha, so the man understood, because as yet, she was not nishtacha. She's a chatzi shivcha, a chatzi baschay. Hochu posha, but it would seem from the posik, if benkach u benkach, she would become the second Odin would give her a shtar shichu, and you also. Then she'd be nibble afterwards, so they die. That's the rehitas loshna kro. But you also ki leichu pasha, hochu pasha, you also. So Zaraya daf gomri. That's what says in the pasuk. Amale Abaye. So by your ass, Rab Zeire, Ulatona, the way Rabbi Shmuel, the Omar, Beshivcha, Tnanis, Amoresis, Labadivri. We hear there's a machloikis kandoim, the hefto, loinif doso. What does this mean? Does it mean p'duya, the ena p'duya? And it's a shivcha, a chotzi shivcha, a chotzi baschay. Rabbi Shmuel said, Dibra Taira, Kiloshim b'nei Yodim, the hefto, she wasn't nifta, we're speaking about that she was a pure Shivcha Knanis. Now, this Shifra Knanis, before anything happened with her, she's Miuchedes Le'Eved Ivri. They made even a Maisa Eirisin. She had mentioned from the Rashbe, but there's no issues whatsoever. You can't have issues in the Shifra. This Eirisin made that she should be Miuchedes, but that's it. Now let's learn Chumash. La Yumasu. But what? And if someone was Vayel, you don't kill them, Ki Loichu Posha, because he wasn't Nishtacha. So let's make your deal. But Hachu Posha, if she'll become Nishtacha, Yumasu. Now that Zika can't be true. According to Rabbi Yishmael, she never was married to him in the first place. She was a Shifcha, she never was married in the first place. Now she'll become a bas chayrin, so there also won't be a chayiv mitzvah, because there wasn't any issues to begin with. In the beginning, there was only a yichud, and now that she became a bas chayrin, so why should there be a din yumasu? Elamai isloch lemeima. So how do you type pshat and posik according to Rabbi Shmuel? Shechu posha v'chozra v'niskatsha. That means the posik is saying, lo yumasu, we will not kill them, because when this Eirisin occurred, she was not a Mishucheres. But the Medayik, if when the Eirisin occurred, she would have been a Mishucheres, that means if now we would make over the Eirisin, so then she'd be a Nashis Ish. That's Chad the Posik. That's the Deik. If she would become so could be Take, so just like according to Rabbi Yishmael, we say that the Pshat and Posik is Loyu Mosu, that there's no Chiyav Mises Bezen, Ki Loichu Posha means, because this Eirisin, which only creates a Yichot, was made before she became a Shucheres. And you could be Medayik if you'll make Edison after she's a Meshucheres, then will be you more. So that is Pshat and Pasuk according to Rabbi Shmuel. Alamai Yisloch Lameimer Shechu Posha, if she would become a Meshucheres, the Chazal with Niskatcha. So then there's a Chiyav Misa, there's a Chinami. So if we don't learn like Rabbi Shmuel, and we learn that the Pasuk is speaking about V'chatzi Shifra V'chatzi Bas Choyren, so it could very well be that the minute she becomes a Meshucheres, you say Poki. And not the way you said that with the Shichel, there'll be a Chiyav Misa. With the Shichel, there won't be anything whatsoever. But the Diyak is, but if the Edison, which was done before, would have been done after the Shichel, then there'd be a Chiyav Misa. So Bekitzel, there's no raya, and they wanted to bring a raya from Pashtei Dekro. Like you say, Gomri, and after the Shichu, she becomes an Eishishish Gemure. That is not Pshat and Post. Let us see Rashi. Sit Rashi. V'chozro, now, the Baal, we just have to remember, to refresh our memories. Let us remember, soon we'll see Taishvitz. The Baal HaMemre of this memory is Rav Chisda. Omar Rav Chisda, Etzi Shifra, V'chatzi Baschoy. Now, we heard before, the brother had said, Kishem Shemekadish Chatzi Isha Eina Mekodeshes, Kach Chatzi Shifra, V'chatzi Baschoy, Shenis Katsho, Ein Kedushe Al Kedushe. There's a chesorin of chatzi isha. And, just like you can't be mekadesh a chatzi isha. So you can't, as a chatzi shivcha, a chatzi bas chayrim was also not mekodesh. That's what Rabbi said. So that means there's no kedushin whatsoever. This isha and a chefes lish is a yichud, but there's no kedushin. That is what Rabbi said. And we heard Rabbi Barafune said this over in a drosha,
And Rachiz de Estim, midomi, hasam shaya bikinyonai, ocheloi shaya bikinyon.
Rachiz de Estim, I don't understand the shtick toire, what Rabbi said, what you're saying.
He's saying, since the Mekadish Chatzi Isha, ain't a Mekodeshes, so who are the Mechatzi Shivko, Mechatzi Baschoyrim?
So I don't understand, there's a tremendous difference.
Achatzi Isha is Shaya Bikinyomi.
And that we learn out from the Pasuk, Ikach Ish Isha, Veloi Chatzi Isha.
But Achatzi Shivko, Achatzi Baschoy, and the Loi Shaya Bikinyomi could be Ismikudish.
So we have over here Rav Chizde, and later Rabba, Rav Huna was made to Rav Chizde hold, that by Achatzi Shivko, Achatzi Baschoy, the Dushin Ischal,
Now, let's go back. Now we have a member of Rav Chizde. Rav Chizde said,
and Achat Shishimcha, Achat Shibaschoyim, Shinizkar Shalu, Nishtachro, it's not an Ashes based Mason, because either she's married to Reuben, or she's married to Shimon, but she is not married to both. So let's say Rashi, Bechazro, Nishkar Shalu, Shimon, Achiv, Ubachaye Reuben, when Reuben was still alive, the Reuben loy gilsho. The Eina Nikaira Boishes Shnei Meisim. Loima, Chetzio Oiso Loze, Bechetzio Loze.
I don't say that she's half married to Reuben, half married to Shimon.
Umikoye Shnei Meibo.
Bomrini be Yevomis, and the Gemara says in Yevomis Gimel Achim, Nesuim Gimel Noshim Nachiyevs. Umeis echod mehem, bosabo asheni maina, and the second brother made maina.
Umeis, and now he died.
Cheletzes v'loy mishyabemes.
Shenema, so there it says that, the balas maima that's falling from Shimon to Levi is cheletzes v'loy mishyabemes. Shenema, umeis echod mehem, mishal azikes yovam echod.
She's not zakel from two mason.
Zuai de maima layotu so mizikas yibum horishen kulo.
Miktos achala lazikas yibum asheni. He says maima is not mafkiya the zika from Ruvain.
So she's still a skuka from Ruvain.
Maima is machayev a zika from Shimon.
So in the mailum when she falls la levi, so she's falling from two husbands, from Reuben and Shimon.
So therefore, it says cheletzes v'loy mishabemes.
So there's an issur yibum out eishes shnei meis.
Avul hoche loy zikas shnayim alo.
So here Rashi says here she is not zokok from Reuben and Shimon.
V'chad minayu kedushin gemurim.
One, she's married to one of them.
Udeidoch lavklo,
and the other one is nothing.
Now the shaila is, who is she married to?
Mishum plukte damoiroi dolel misavkelon.
I mean now you have a kedushin.
So I don't know who she's married to. Vahashtu the meiselahu mishabemis lalevi mimonos.
So the chayra Rashi means to say, we had a machlokes before, Rabbe and Rav Chizde.
Rava said that there's no issues of a chatzi shivcha of a chatzi baschoyim because it's a chatzi isha.
That's Rava.
Rav Chizde said that atoyim et a chatzi isha osom shaya v'kinyonai hoche loy shaya v'kinyon.
So we have here machlokes Rava and Rav Chizde.
Is she married to the first one? She's not married to the first one.
So that's what Rashi is saying. So it's a sofik. Is she married to the first one? Is she not married to the first one?
She's not married to the first one, so she's married to the second one. If she is married to the first one, so she's not married. It's a matter. If she's married, she's not married.
So the male, but she's either not married to both. She's either the first one or the second one.
We'll come back to this Rashi.
So let us just see the second Tosfos.
Monoshe, Ikedusha Ruven.
Perish bekuntres, mishum plukte damoiroi del el, misafkelei.
I mean, I have a kedushin.
This is a machlokes if she's married to the first one or not. Because the Rav Chisda Gufe Pshitalei the Havin Kedusha Factor of Taisvus. But Rav Chisda is here the Baal HaMemre. Rav Chisda was the one that was Chaylik on Rove. Rav Chisda says, Hosam Shaya B'Kinyoni, Hocheloi Shaya B'Kinyoni. So Rav Chisda holds that she's married, Achotzi Shivcha B'Achotzi B'Chayran D'Loi Shaya B'Kinyoni. So she's married. So if she is married, so Vaitos, so what's the suffix? She's if I'm married to the first one, so what's the suffix of Rav Chisda? That Abba Baravun and Ami Chosu by Mikach Dibri Rav Chisda. V'nira de Misafkelei Yigamri Kedusha Rishon Oipoti. So therefore, Taisli says, the suffix is not with the Gemara before the Machlokes Rav Chisda and Rove, if it's, there's a chesoron of chatzi isha, by chatzi shimcha, by chatzi beschoirim, he says, shai bekinyoni, loy shai bekinyoni. That is not, Rav Chisda Zichro holds that loy shai bekinyoni, and therefore the condition is chal. But the suffix over here is, the Gemara brings down balda machloikis, Rav Zeire, and Rav Nachman, if you say poku or gomlu, so forget that's a suffix. If you'll say poku, someone may live. So she's married to the second one. If you say gomlu, she's married to the first one. That's how Taisvus says pshat. So the Chasam Sofer says, why didn't Rashi want to learn like that? Rashi's a shver pshat. Because Rashi held that it would be a very modern thing that Rav Chisda should tell us that she's either married to Reuven or married to Shimon. What are the study of Sofik? Ein lekamon v'tim tzanaches. We didn't learn anything about Gomri Apoki till later. So Mamela, he's just telling us a statement, you know, she's either Reuven's wife or Shimon's wife, and we don't even know the basics of the two tzedakim. The Fazit Tachsam Soif, and therefore Rashi held that this is no Sheikhus with the Gemara later. That means a fool you don't hold both, a fool you hold status quo. A fool you hold status quo that she's married to Reuven and she's married to Shimon. I mean, you don't say Gomri Apoki. That's the Kedusha, the Reuven Abba Kedusha, and Kedusha the Shimon Lehabi Kedusha. So, Benderson, here we have to understand, if we're not going with Gomri or Poki, so why is she married to both of them? Half is married to Reuven and half is married to Shimon. So yesterday we had mentioned the Svor, and I think the Pnei Yeshua holds the Svor, that if she's married to Reuven, Shimon can't get Ishus enough. She's Reuven's wife, she's an Ishus Ish, so Shimon can't get Ishus enough, even though it's another half. But we'll soon see this other half is not pushed to have, so Mamela, it's not half to get a Kenyan Ishus enough. That's how, no, maybe she's not married to Reuven, so then she's married to Shimon, but she's not married to both. That is how the Pnei Yeshua seems to learn. The Chasam Sofer learns, go on under the Pshat. The Chasam Sofer says as follows. The Chasam Sofer says that Rav Yosef attained start go a step before. Rav had a posik. Isha v'loi chatzi isha. Cannot marry, there's no such issues of a chatzi isha. You can't marry half isha. Now, Rav Yosef came with a lomdu sheshayla, awesome, shaya b'kinyona, tocha, loy shaya b'kinyona, it's a true shtel. So, the Chasam Sofer says, Rav Yosef did not come with lomdu shalom. I mean, I'm examining sakasa of chatzi isha, isha v'loy chatzi isha, then say lomdu shaya b'kinyona, loy shaya b'kinyona. Rav Yosef with lomdu would not think that with a posik. No, boss. Rav Yosef had a sotik. But I have a posuk b'chatzi shivcha b'chatzi baschoyah. Hamureses la'evedivri. So how do you learn pshat and posuk? If you learn like Rabbi Shmuel, that she's mamish a complete shivcha, so then the posuk isn't telling us anything. If you learn, not like Rabbi Shmuel, speaking about a chatzi shivcha b'chatzi baschoyah, so then the posuk is telling us she's taken married. The posuk is telling us she's taken married to the other. Aye, she's a chatzi isha, so you have to say this lomdus, but shaya b'kinyoni, loy shaya b'kinyoni. So the Emerson, Rav Chisda, did not know how to learn pshat and posuk. but he just said to say a blind statement that a chatzi shivcha, the chatzi beschaim cannot get married because it's a chatzi ish, he says that's debatable. Could be loishai and the kinyani is this. That was Rav Yosef's, Rav Chisda's time. So the Chassam Sofer says, Afilu, he will say, Loishaya Bikinyonai, makes her an Ashes Ish, that is only Legabi, the first Evid. And that I have a Pusik, says Isha Nachefes Leish, Bahot Delay Nivdosa. So the Pusik is telling us that Loishaya Bikinyonai gets a Kinyon. But the second husband, Shimon, I don't have a Pusik. And the minute I don't have a Pusik, to Shimon, she's Icha not married. So Mamela, that's how the Chassam Sofer wants to say Rashi. If I have a Pasuk, you only have on Reuven, then Shimon can't get married. If I don't have a Pasuk on Reuven, then Shimon can't get married. That's how he says Pshat in this Rashi. But let's go further. V'chozro v'nizkatsho l'Shimon. A new case. Now the Gemara comes into the lumdis of Gomri or Poki. The Chosrov Niskacha Lushimin, the Lav Mishum Ochiv Nokit, right? Now Shimon does not have to be a brother. So Mamela, we have a Machlukas, Rav Nachman and Rav Zeire, do you say Gomri Kedusha Rishin? Or do you say Poki Kedusha Rishin? Now, what's the Sfora? Why should you say Poki Kedusha Rishon? So before we see Rashi, I'd like to say over the Briskerov says in Temura, he doesn't understand Rashi, he has a very easy way to understand Poki Kedusha Rishon. He says, this Kedushin of a Shivcha Charufa is a unique issues. That means, we know this, an Eshishi Shechayit. He says, Bezen, an Eshishi Shechayit. Call this, there's an Eshishi that has the human. This is a Shvachere Ishus. This is a Shechayit, an Oshon, Malkis, but this is a unique Ishus. Zukta Briskerov, this Ishus we find by a Chatsi Shifta Vachatsi Baschoyim. There's grade A issues, which we know all over, and then there's a grade B issues, which we find by Chatsi Shifta Vachatsi Baschoyim. But this issues is only by Chatsi Shifta Vachatsi Baschoyim. Now, the minute she becomes a complete Baschoyim, so you can't have grade B issues by a complete Baschoyim. It cannot remain status quo. This issues is applies only for Chatsi Shivcha v'Chatsi Baschoyim. Now she's a Baschoyim. This issues cannot continue the way it is. So we have two alternatives. Either Poki, if it can't continue, or Gomri. That means status quo, it can't remain. It's either Poki or Gomri. That's what the Briskerov says. So that's the two tzadim. Remain, it can't remain. So one of the two is going to happen. Now, Rashi says, now let's look in Rashi. Poki Kedusha Rishon. Afilu Laman Diyoma Mekodeshes. Afilu Yehod Mekodeshes. Bo Hashichu Vihivkiya Umekodeshes Lashen. Why? So Rashi doesn't say this for of the Briskerov because this Ishus cannot be by a Baschoyren. Rashi says, Sharei Nishtane Gufa You know why it's Poki? Because it's Nishtane Gufe. So we have to understand a few things. One thing we have to understand, why didn't Rashi want to say like the Briskerov, which is a very nice shot. And number two, what is Rashi saying? Rashi says that this issues cannot remain. Sharei nishtane gufe, she changed. Vahavaloki kot mishanoi. Frekt Rabbal Chonon, amoyre dike kashe. Frekt Rabbal Chonon, before the shichur, who was married? The tzad cheres or the tzad shifres? The Tzad Chedas was married. The Tzad Sichos was married. That's how he should have married. She's a Chamoira, where Rashi said before. So who was married? The Tzad Chedas was married. Now Rashi says this issue goes off because I guess if I will look at Kotten Shemayla Dami. The Ishis wasn't the Tzad Cheres. The Tzad Cheres was never Meshucha. The Tzad Abdus became Meshucha. Rashi is saying the Ishis in the Tzad Cheres goes off because this is a new woman. This is not that woman. Like Rabbi Chonon, the woman that was married to now did not change. The other half changed. But this half didn't change. So, Frecht Rabbi Chana, so happy because she's a new woman, so Mamela, that the issues wasn't an old, and a different woman. This is a new woman. It's a new woman. That's Ms. Samsoy for Patecha the Kashi. She nishtane gufa bahave lo ke katan shanayla. So, Rabbi Chana, that's the Mir says, that Pshat is, we have a misconception of Bachatzi Shivcha, Bachatzi Baschoyren. We picture it that there's a half a baschoyren on the right side, there's a half a shivcha on the left side, and then we have problems. He says, but really, pshat is in the whole isha, there's chayres and shivchas in it. So say, ma'urev, it's all one kugel. It's oiskemesh, chayres, shivcha, that's what it is. So the tzad chayres that has ma'urev in it, shivchas, changed. Now it's not Murev in the Shivchas anymore. So that's why, Rashi said, this is different. That means now the one that was married changed. Before there was Abbas Choyren that had Murev in itself, Shivchas. That was the Ishes. And now Lamaisa, she changed. So that's why there's a spot to say, this is a new entity that was non-existent before, so therefore the issues that was nitvas before was on a different entity and a different woman. Now she's a baschoyna, before she was a tarumis of shivchas and issues. That's why kotn shenoylet. And Rabbi Chana wants to say, Rashi did not want to say, perhaps as far we mentioned before from Bruskerov, that this issues cannot continue. It's only a great B issues, which we only find by a Chatzi Shivcho, the Chatzi Bas Chayran, the Tabul Chonon, that Rashi held, we have a cloud, Kedusha Loipoka Bechdi. If there was already Chala Kedusha, Kedusha Veneshes Ish, she's Mekudeshes, it wouldn't be Nifka Bechdi. So therefore Rashi says that this is a new person. And this person that never was nitfas ishus. Gomru kidusha rishin, ayidei hashichel gomru. So the shichel is goima. The ad achshel aboleh ba'osham umalkis hoya. Afilumezit. Umikan ve'elech aboleh b'misit. So that's me the loshen of Rashi is more than interesting. I mean, if you would ask us, what's the Taich Gomru? So, we have a picture. Well, there was issues on the Tzad Chayres. Now, it's the Spashet on the Tzad that was before Shivchus. Now, that since that Tzad became a Bas Chayren, so the Spashet, it's Nigma, it goes all over. When Rashi says, Gomru Kidusha Rishon, so Rashi says, Rashi doesn't explain at all what happens. So then Rashi also says, Adakshav abole ba'osham, malkezoye, telomezit, mikan ve'ilach, abole ba'mise. Rashi talks about onshim. I mean, that's a pale yoitz. If it's gomru, there'll be mise. If it's poky, there won't be. And Rashi does not at all explain what happens by Gomru, not just Rashi tells us. Since it's Gomru, so you know, v'chayim misa, but why doesn't Rashi speak about this? So, Dachsechmir would be perhaps very gishmak to say, you had mentioned yesterday a Murid de Kevot from Rabbi Kevegia. Rabbi Kevegia says that Chatzi Shivcha v'chatzi Bas Chayren, so Rabbi Kevegia says, be'emison, she's a real Eishas Ish. It's not cheres, it's a relationship. So Rabbi Kibbeke, she's a relationship, so why you hire me if you play a lot? So Rabbi Kibbeke says, but there's a chasorin in the bias, since there's ma'urav in this isha shifres, so it is not a complete being in isha shifres. That means mitzad the isha shifres, mitzad isha shifres, there's a relationship, not the psafakal the kishas, a great big the kishas, it's a 100% isha. The whole reason why there is no chiyav misa, because there's a chasorin in the bia, not in the ishes. So Rashi, that's me saying, the longest of gomri, not pshat gomri, it spreads and it's nigma. Gomri means the minute the shivches, gomri means the minute the shivches becomes this battle. So then lemaise, it is, so there's a chiyav misa ready. That is what Rashi says. Hochinami, so the Gemara says, so Ramzeira said a raya from the posik to him. What's the raya of the posik to him? Because it says, if she would become a meshuchara, it has to be a chiyav misa. So the Gemara says, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, you'll also say the same thing, Hochinami, yochaposha, bosairis in yamusu, vichi kedushin, rishainim klumoyu, the kedushin is worth something. Alamai is lachalamai meduki de krohochi mashma. Achu posha vechazro veniskacha. The posuk means to say, if she would have become married after the ishtar shicha, you mosu imniya foimacha. That's Rashi. Now, let us see the two tosfos and we have yet not learned. Vein ani koiri ba eishes shnei mesa. So Rav Chisda had said, if Reuven had married a chatzi shivcha v'chatzi baschayren, and then she became a complete baschayren, and Shimon married her, eina nikeira ba'eshesh neimes. V'im toime, v'hoche mainavke minoim hi eshesh neimesim, amrinem beperik daledachin, v'zikas shnei yevomim v'rabonim. This is really not an emesed rosha. This rosha falling from two mesim, there's no din yibum, there's only adarabona de kedin. Zera shema yaimru shtei yevomes abois mi bayis echod mis yabmois, vize loy shayich ocho. The Maram Shif explains that, the Maram Shif explains as follows. The Gemara over there, Rashi brought down the Gemara. We heard that there were three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven married Rachel. Reuven died. Now Shimon made Maimar and Rachel. So now the sugi over there seems to go like this. If Maimar is Kaine Kinyin Gomu, so there's no Zike from Reuven, so she's falling from Shimon. If Maimar is not Kaine at all, so she's falling from Reuven. According to that cheshbon, if Maimer is not koine, so there'd be a din, he could be miyabim Rochel, who is Eishes Reuven. He could be miyabim Leia, who is Eishes Shimon, because they're two different batim. But if you would do this, people might not realize what had occurred, and they'll think that Maimer is koine, and he has two wives, and you have to take care of both wives. And it'll come a big kilkul. They'll say, "Shtayevom is haboyis v'baisechad mishyadmois." So memele, that is why they said what they said. But al kaponim, that only applies there. But over here, the Maram Shiv says by us, if she was half married to Reuven and half married to Shimon, so she's the isha of both of them. And you'll be miyabim her, so all the tzores of both husbands will come niftar, and the gzeira of over there does not apply over here. So Taisis Bekitza, not going into the oimik ha'inyan in Yevamis, but Taisis is asking a tremistic akasha as follows. Taisis asks that over there, the din of Eishe Shnei Meisim is also als Gzeire. Over here, the Gzeire doesn't apply. So why do I need this whole Shtek Torah of Rav Chisda? Yeshloima da hosom b'mayma de Rabbonon ha-vezikas b'eis yevomim de Rabbonon. Avo ba'alma ha-ve d'yereis. So Tosfos says as follows. This droshe of that the whole b'nibam is only if someone is falling from one mace, not from two mason, is a deraisa de kedroshe. It is impossible to make yibum on a isha that's falling from two mason. And that, in that is what Rav Chisda is talking about by us. The Gemara in Yevomis that says it's also al gzeire, because there it's not a real isha shnei mason, their maim is only a verabonon. So there the Gemara says they asked them the Rabbonon Gzeire Mishum Zikas Beis Yevomim the Rabbonon. But if you have a true Eishu Shnei Meisim, so then Minatayra she doesn't fall the Yibu. I just would like to learn a very interesting Favol from the Maram Shif in our Gemara. He says something very interesting, which is which is very enlightening. The Maram Shif is on on our Gemara Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, and it's towards the end of the Shtikl. And he says something very interesting, which has nothing really to do with us yet. He says as follows. It's around the next tikkul Maram Shif starts Petesis de Ramaschel Abo, and this is around 8 lines from the previous Tosfos. So the next Maram Shif. So the Maram Shif says as follows. Vafilu midiraise the Eishes beis meishim mamish osa midiraise. He says, so now he says an explanation. What is the reason that if one wife falls from two husbands, there's no din yibu? So he says as follows. The mishum, the yibum, lahokim, lahachiv, shame be Yisrael. The purpose of yibum is lahokim, lahachiv, shame be Yisrael. That the may should have a shame. Or the pashta dikra, if we learn, let's say, pashta dikra. Pashta dikra means that the yovam marries the wife of the mace, and they give the child the name of the mace. Lahokim lochiv shem be Yisrael. Or the pashta dikra, afilu shem amish, havi ruven, if we learn chumish kipshutai, so that means if the mace is called ruven, Koyrin leben hanoi ledruven. V'loi osik ze reshov lemitke mi pashta legamri yoisimi b'chol ha-toyre. So me mele, so he says, so that's pashta dikro. So what does he mean? So he means, so what are you going to call him? If you have, there were two husbands, one was Reuven and one was Shimon, so what are you going to call him? So vayis tochayis between you and me, what's the problem? Call him Reuven Shimon, what's the problem? So we see from the Baram Shif, sounds like a good idea, two names is not two single names. They say over from the Chazanish that if you want to name a child after two people, that means you have an uncle that was Reuven, and you have a Rebbe that was Shimon, so I'll call him Reuven Shimon, so it says it's not the uncle, Chazanish, it's not the uncle, it's not the Rebbe. The uncle was Reuven, and the Rebbe was Shimon. This is Reuven Shimon, this is a new entity. It's not Reuven, it's not Shimon. It's Reuven Shimon. So this we see from the Maram Shif. The Maram Shif means Pashta Dekro, it won't work. You have to, either you call him Reuven, you call him Shimon. Reuven Shimon is not Reuven or Shimon. Now, but that's Pashta Dekro. But now he says something very interesting. Ubeprat ledas hazoyer, he says, well, let's go, not to go and talk about Shemus, you'll start thinking, he says, let's say real pshat and pasim. Ubeprat ledas hazoyer, besoif parshas mishpotim, שנשמס אוכיב מגולגלס בבן הנוילד, ואישתוי היא אימוי. That means the Zohar HaKadosh says that the pshat in Yibum, what occurs by Yibum, you had like this, you had over here, Reuven was married to Rachel. Reuven died without children. So now, Shimon, his brother, marries Rachel. So he says, you know what happens over here? The neshama of Reuven comes back into the child of Shimon. And Rachel, his wife, becomes his mother. So that means, that is what happens. That means we're giving Reuven another chance to come on this world. He died without children. He's missing his shleimus. So we're going to give him another chance to come back into this world. And how does he come back into his world? Because his brother marries his wife. And this combination can bring back his neshama on this world. So therefore, the new child is called Reuven because Reuven came back on the world. That's pshat Yibum. So Mamela, so now he says, now you understand what I'm talking about. So if you had a one wife that first was married to Reuven and then was married to Shimon, so and now Levi is going to be Miyavim, whose neshama is going to go in? The Yaakov Hashem Ochiv Ameis, he has to have a neshama. She can't have Eishish Neimesim. We can't have that two neshama should go into one person. So that's why there's no Yibum by Eishish Neimesim. Okay, this is a very interesting marmashif, which is really shalebim kaimer. Motzinu binado vaviu shabosh neim belio. So now he asks a kasha. Now let me explain his kasha. There's a Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says, it says in the pasuk, Pinchas ben Elozar ben Aaron HaKohen. That's what it says in the pasuk. So the Zohar asks, the Pasuk is Shver. Pinchas, who was his father? He says, Ben Elozar. He's the son of Elozar. Fine. Then it says, Ben Aaron. The Zohar learned that Pinchas is the son of Aaron. That doesn't make sense. Either Pinchas is the son of Elozar, or Pinchas is the son of Aaron. Watch out. Pinchas, Ben Elozar, Ben Aaron. Either Ben Elozar, Ben Aaron. Zok, the Zohar HaKadosh, I'll tell you what happened. A miracle because that happened. When Pinchas went to kill Zimri, so, als the pachat, his neshama went out of his guf. So, memela, so, there's ice pinchas. There's no more pinchas anymore. The neshamas of Nadav Aviyu were flying around. So the neshamas of Nadav Aviyu went into pinchas. His neshama left. The neshamas of Nadav Aviyu went into pinchas. So that is pshat and posik. Pinchas, he was Ben Elozar. But when his neshama left his goof, since the neshamas of Nadav Aviyu came in, so now he's Ben Aaron. That's what the Zohar HaKadosh says. That's he's Ben Aaron. Frek the Maram shifts, so see, one person can have two neshamas. So my whole shtick Torah falls off. I'm telling you, you can't have Eishes Shnei Meisim because the child has to have a neshama of a meis. Let's stick in two neshamas, just like the neshamas of Nadav Aviyu. Motzinu b'nodah v'aviyu shabo shneim b'liyo v'yesh leimer b'hosam leinosu noshim v'havi rak beis palgi guf. I'm going to read the Gemara Mishif. He says, no, the v'yu never got married. So if a person doesn't get married, he's a plag guf, so it's a plag neshome. So memele, two plags can go into one guf. But here we're speaking about people that did get married. We had Reuven got married and Shimon got married. So two, they had two complete neshomes. Two complete neshamas cannot go into one book. Al kaponim, this is a very interesting maram shif, and our sugya. The havok and the maram shif. Okay, let us go back to the sugya. Gomru kedusha rishon, v'ha damrin im perikam de kedushin. So we have here a concept of gomru. And Tosfos understood what's the taich gomru, that before she was married, Chatzi Bas Chayrin was married to Reuven, and now you're Meshachah, so the whole issue becomes nigma. So there's a concept of gomel. V'hodam rinen v'perkama dikdushin. V'heime shel shnei shutvin, a v'heime of two shutvin. Higdish chetzya. Two shutvin. A v'heime belonged to Reuven and to Shimon. Reuven had owned half the v'heime. So higdish chetzya. So Reuven was magdish half the v'heime. V'chazar v'lokcho. Then Reuven bought off the second half, and now he was magdish the second half. So there's a shayla of dichui, but let's not go into the shayla of the Gemara. So Tosfos says, but let's look at the Gemara. The Gemara seems to be saying that the only way the behemah will become completely kaddish if he bought it and he was magdish it. Why didn't you say gomri? Why do you say Gomri over here? That means before half of the behemah was mine. I was magdish it. The other half couldn't become hegdish because it belonged to my shutev. Now that I bought it, let it be Gomri. Why do you have to be magdish it again? Hala higdisha loy Gomri. Shani yosa. The Evsha Shatire, because he says there's no reason to motivate us that it should be Gomri. It could remain the way it is. It will be half kodesh, half chayu, and there'll be tirach at this time, and there'll be rayat, it'll get a mum, and then you'll be paided. That means if there is nothing forcing us to say that the matzav has to change, we say things remain as they were till now. Till now, it was half kodesh and half chayu, so it'll remain half kodesh, half chayu. And what'll be? So Taisa says what'll be. It'll be that Taisa says what will be. Half will be kodesh and half will be chayu, and you'll be paided when it becomes a balmum, and the domim of half will be kodesh. So there is nothing forcing us to say that the matzav has to change. A matzav of chetzi mekudeshes cannot exist. The chiyikach ish ishoksi veloi chatzi yisha. So a chatzi yisha is non-existent. So memele, so the matzav has to change. It can't remain what it was till now. So memele, so it has to change one way or the other. Mistava lemeima, oi gomri, oi poki. So one of the two. It's either gomri or poki, but here it can remain the same. Masha ain came over there, it could remain the same. Half is kodesh and half is chol. And you can make a pidyon on such a behemoth. Let's just skip a line. We shouldn't go into the sugya and kedushin. Inami yikol ameima. Now, this is, I'll tell you another text. The behemah shel shnei shutvim sheshiya bekinyone k'tzas. A behemah shel shnei shutvim is called shiya bekinyone. Shrei behemah hoiso bas hegdish. It was a behemah. It was a bas hegdish. It was only magdish her. Lefichach loy gomri. Avolhocha chetzi shivcha loyhoisa bechlal kedushin. So what is pshat in Taisa second teretz? So Rabbi Chanan says, Amerdike pshat in Taisa second teretz. Rabbi Chanan says pshat is like this. A chetzi shivcha vechetzi bas chayren, zikt Rabbi Chanan, now I have to picture this. It's a chetzi isha, and a chetzi chamoyer. That's what he is. The tzad shivchis is a chamoyer. The isha sheboy, the isha sheboy is ishus. The shivcha sheboy is a chamer, so it can't be mekadesh a chamer. So pshat is, till now, the isha was completely married. Was completely married. The chamer, a chamer can't get married, but the isha was completely married. It's not pshat half married. There's an isha and a chamer. A chamer can't get married, and the isha is completely married. The minute you take away the chamoyer, so there's a concept, Rabbi Chanan says, like the isha grew. But there's no, before the isha, the complete isha was married, Now the Isha became more of the Isha, so God Lima. So there the Svara of Gamri is something that one can understand. Because before she was completely married, and now with the Tzad Chamer becomes Nifka, so it's just like God Lima, Tanush and God Lima. The issues became this gadol with her. Masha'en came by a behemoth, the whole behemoth was royal English. So pshat is, but I was only magdish after behemoth, because the other behemoth belongs to someone else. But the other chalik of the behemoth is also a bas hegdish. But I wasn't magdish, and I couldn't be magdish. So there, the matzav was, half of it was kaddish. If the matzav half was kaddish, so after I buy back the other half, will still remain with this old matzav. Half is kaddish. But over here, the whole thing was mekodeshes. So that's why, when the Meshachel, the Tzad Shivches, this is for of Gamri. That is the second Mahalach in Tosfos. Now let's start a new Gemara. Amar Rav Yitzchok. Amar Rav Huna Bar Katina, Amar Rav Yitzchok, Maise B'Isha Achas, Shechet She Shivcha V'Chet She Baschay. There was an Isha that was a Chet She Shivcha V'Chet She Baschay. V'kofu Esrabo V'Aso Baschay. They forced the Odoin to be Meshachar. Now we have here a problem. We had learned the sugya that if a person is a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben choyrin, there you force the Odoin to be Meshachar because this chatzi eved v'chatzi ben choyrin cannot be Mekayim piri v'ribya. There's a problem. So we forced Odoin to be Meshachar. And Isha doesn't have any problems because she's not Metzuvim piri v'ribya. Now we have here Maisa b'isha acha shechet sheshim chalachat she beschoyen, v'kofu es rabon, they forced the odin baso beschoyen. So the Gemara is wondering, for what legitimate reason do we have to force the odin to be mishachara? Keman, k'rab yechem ben broi, k'dom al shneen hu oima v'yavor oisim alikim, v'yoyma pru u'revu u'milu. So Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, Ben Breuker holds that a woman is also Metzuvah and Piri Beribia. So therefore, this Shivcheh, is Metzuvah and Piri Beribia. She is no one who to marry. So that is why they forced Odin to be Meshachera. But not according to Rabbi Yechon Ben Breuker, we can't understand why, for what legitimate reason do we have to be Meshachera? Omar, Nachman by Yitzhak Loy, that's not the story. It doesn't hold that Rabbi Yochanan ben Breuker. We don't pass not Rabbi Yochanan ben Breuker. Minik, Hefker, Nogabo. There was a different problem over here. Since this Chatzi Shivcha v'Chatzi Bas Choyren had no Mutter Dika husband, she's also Be'Evet, she's also Be'Men Choyren, so Me'Mele, not having any Oifa Neheta, So she was mezane with others. So she was machshel acherim. So that is why they forced Odin to be meshach. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breuker, Maseches Yevamos, Oshneim Oyma, the Isha Nami Mifkeda Piri Beribya, Minikavka Yenoygim Bo Biznus, Loyoyse Miyachedes LaOdom. She wasn't meyuchet to anyone. And Lochaira had a shtickle ha'ore, why didn't they get a hold of an Eved Ivri? And then she'll be miyuchat an Eved Ivri. She could have Eved Ivri as muta b'shivcha, muta b'schoirem. But Tachsach Mer, we hear Taisus before that an Eved Ivri is not noyig, is only noyig b'zman she'yevul noyig. This is what I was speaking about in Bovel already. And Yevul wasn't noyig anymore, so Memele, so he didn't have an Eved Ivri, so. They didn't have a night, so what to do with them. Zot the Mishnah weiter. Hamoicha anu sugina. Hamoicha avdoi lo'ivdei kechom. A person sold his Eved Knani to a goy. Oy l'chutza ra'oretz. Or he sold him tayid, but before he was living in Eretz Yisrael. And he sold them to another who lives in chutz la'oretz. Yeitzei ben chayim. So this Eved becomes a Ben Choyer. Now, what Yotza Lecheiras Rashi says, let us see Rashi. Now, let's just talk about the first case before we'll see what the Mishnah is telling us. Now let's just speak what happened in this first case. A person had a Neved Knani, which belonged completely to him. It's Gufay Konoi, completely belongs to him. He sold them to a goy. Now we had before, a goy does not have a kinyan aguf in a Neved Knani. A goy only has a kinyan maisi yadayim. He has to work for the goy. But belonging, still belongs to the. So this scenario, ha-moicha avdei lo'ivit kechovim, means he possessed a Neved Knani, he sold them to a goy, and now he's working for the goy. Now, he did a gewaldika avle, this odoy, by selling him to a goy. Vinisht vi, this eved is chai, the mitzvah keisha, you're putting him in a goyish environment, it's a big avle. So now, let us see if Ashi will understand a little bit what's happening. Im borach, so Kozman, he's by the goy, there's nothing that we can do about it. Im borach, min ha'evet kechov. If he ran away from the goy was miyayish. He's no more working for the goy. He couldn't take it to remain by the goy. So now let us just think out loud for 1 minute. So what should really happen now? So what really should happen is he should go back to the yid, because the kinyan haguf belongs to the yid. He's really the yid's eviknam. He was working for the goy. He ran away from the goy. So he should go back to the yid. But Chazal stepped in over here. And they said, no, Yetzelachers, you cannot keep him. I'm sorry, you have to be Mishacher. That's one pshat. Or pshat, so the Yetzelachers means, if he runs away, Kozman, he doesn't run away, there's nothing we can do about it. He was sold to the goy, he has to work for the goy. But the minute he runs away, then Bezlin will step in and say to the Odin, he cannot work for you again. You have to be Mishachem. Or a second shot in the Mishnah. Oishe kansu bezn livdois. He doesn't have to run away. Bezn said, you did a gewaldika avla by selling him to a goy. So Bezn is saying now that you have to go to the goy and buy him back. Omal the kamon, the coins and oishe livdoisai. Uchshi yivdenu, so he has to be paid him. So you have to go to the goy and buy him back. Fine. He buys back the Eved Knani. So now he'll say, well, I bought him back, so we'll continue working for me. So Trashi no, Lukshi Yivdenu, Loi Yishtabed Loi, he can't work for you. You did an avla by selling him to a goy. You have to get him out of the goy. You have to buy him back from the goy. And then you have to be Mishacher. So what's the Yoisher on this? Knas Chachomimu, the Chachomim Kansantin. You did a gewaldika avla by selling him to a goy. He's chayev in mitzvahs, and you put him into a situation that he can't be mekayim the mitzvahs. So now Chazal punished the odin and said, you have to get him out of the goy, and you have to now be mishacher. That's case number one. To mahalchim, Rashi says, aboicha avla loivit kechovim. Yaitse ben choyren means either if the eved runs away, you have to be mishachem, or you have to go on your own initiative to the goy and be paid to him and purchase him back. And then you'll be mishachem. V'chein l'chutzvot yotze l'cheiris. Because you also did an avla. V'bnei she'itzioi me'oretz l'chutzvot. So you sold him tayid, but also you did an avla. He was living in Eretz Yisrael. He was kayim mitzvahs hatluyis ba'oretz. And now, by selling him a chutzot, she took him out of Eretz Yisrael. But more meforish is mi konzoi mesolikeyach eyes hamoicha. That will have to see in the Gemara. Tano rabo hamoicha avdoi loivdei kechom. A person sold his eved to a goy. Yaitzel lecheretz. Mitzorich get shichom mi Rabbi Rishon. And the Rabbi Rishon has to write him a shtar shichom. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. When does he have to write him a shtar shichom? Bamed v'omamum shlai kosov olav oinoi. He didn't write when he left. He didn't write oinoi. Avol kosov olav oinoi. But when, if he had left, he had written oinoi. Zeh shichurei. So it is not necessary to write later Ashtar Shichu. The Oinoi is Ashtar Shichu. My Oinoi. What is the Taich Oinoi? Amar Rav Sheshes, the Kosovlei, Hochi. V'shetivrach mimenu ein li eisek boch. So he gave the Eved a star. The star that says to the Eved, this the golden sea. I gave you a star, and I said, when you run away from him, ein li eisek boch. So this shichu will work when after he runs away from the goy, and the goy is miyayish from him, so then the shichu will work. So then he doesn't have to write again, ein li. Zit Rashi, Oynai Shtar, L'shetivrach, Minay V'tichovim, Ein L'yesek Boch. Let us see Taisvitz, Zog Taisvitz. Avol im Kosovo, L'voynei Gzer Shichulay, V'im Toyma, Hoda Omar Ameymer Le'el, So, Amavker Avdoi, Ein Le'i Takonim. Ameymer had said, that if a person is Mavker Avdoi, Ein Le'i Takonim, he can't do anything with him. With the Eved, he said he can gabei le motzi maknilo. I mean, since he doesn't have any mominess, he only has Issa, and le gabei Issa, you can't write a shtar shichu because Issa is not a pus. It's not a bailus to be mishach alone. If you have mominess also, then you could be mak themselves, then you can take care of everything, the momin and the Issa. But if you only have Issa, you can't take care of anything. Like Taisvitz, aber in Kosovo lo voi noi zeh shichure. So weiss doch eis, that it shayach to, this is a maraise. A member is an amore. And here it seems that you can write a shtar shichur on an eved that you don't have any kinya moment. The kan mashma di yesh le takone bishtar. Ba al kocha, when does it become mishuchur? Le mishtach alei, ad she yivrach, till he runs away. Dila alta chayla shikha, he was meshachim right away, that lich shetivrach yim meshukha from now, heichim is avmle, yim osu loy vit kachom, lishtabit bas nefesh shekel lich avmle. So you're making him amish a yid, and you're saying that you'll be a yid from now. So you're making it from nogahakta tzoris, that he's a yid by a goy, before he was only an avid by a goy, now he's a yid by a goy. Yeshleima, the leidomi, the leidomi. This is not similar to Mavkir Avdei. Le domi le Mavkir, the Oivet kechavim le konu le elo maise yodo. A goy is only koine elo le maise yodo. Vakati posh le gabe Yisrael momoine. Vin amishne, all he sold to the goy was a kinyan maise yodo. Who does the goy belong to? Who has a kinyan aguf and the goy in mominus? Who has a kinyan aguf? The yid still has a kinyan aguf. Vakati poshle gabi Yisrael mamoine. Gabi what? The kongele liknas. Ulev lodeis. So memele, so here the odain has a kinyan moment in this epic. Even after he sold them to the god. Vahivkiyu mimenu chachamim. And the chacham did not take away from him this kinyan moment. That means he has the first right to get shicha. They won't take away from him this kinyan moment till he writes a get shicha, l'chayre, and then he gives it over to the, and the eved becomes meshucha. But they were not mafkiya the moment that the other in rishon possesses till after he's meshacherim. So this is not called because he has a kinyan moment in the Eved, which is Eved for blood days and knaf. So, just like to mention two ha'ores, and then we'll stop. One ha'ore is this Amir de Kekashe. He gives the Eved the Shtar Shichu now. And he gives it to him now. He says, I'm not going to work now. Then the star is going to work. So l'cheira, there's a problem of all the time Meshtar Shichu words, kitei v'yodei bo'im kechel. He gets the yad with the Shtar Shichu. That's how he's kaine. Over here, when he gave it to him now, he doesn't have a yad yet, he's still an Eved, he's going to keep the Meshucha later. So there's no concept of kitei v'yodei bo'im kechel. That's one kasha. Another Kasha, I saw the Nachlas Moshe asks,
Very interesting, Kash. He says that even though he sold Lamaisa Yodov to the Goy, but the Eved still belongs to him, Lagabi Vlodis. So he says, what does that mean, Vlodis? Who was the Eved Boyle? If the Eved was Boyle, someone else is Shivche, someone Mele, so the Vlodis does not belong to the first owner, it belongs to the Bala Shivche. If the Eved was Boyle, his Shivche, so not because the Eved belongs to him, because the Shivche belongs to him. Because I think a person will be Boyle the Shivche, also the Vlodis will belong to him. So what is Pshat that he sold, that the Vlodis belonged to him? It's very difficult to understand. So Nachas Moshe wants to say, could be, Taisus means, if he sold a Shivche. He sold a Shivche to a guy, so then the Vlodis of the Shivche will belong to him.